Hey, I'm Lucy Ellis, and welcome to my podcast. I talk about lots of different ways in which women, you, chicks, chicky babes, sisters, can wake up to their awesome. What I want to talk to you about today is if you're feeling unfulfilled in your life, if you're feeling that you could do better or want to do better, if you're just feeling crappy in general, then it's a good time to audit your life. You see, what we have in our surrounds and who we surround ourselves with and what we choose to listen and watch and even the conversations that we choose to have create our life. So every single day, what you're doing, the way you wake up in the morning, every interaction you have, all the way through to when you go to bed at night, you are creating your life, whether you're consciously aware of that or not. So now you've been unconsciously doing it, but now, as I've told you this, let's have a look at how you can consciously bring this into your awareness and what you're going to do about it. Because there's no use crying about not feeling fulfilled and then doing nothing about it, because obviously you'll just stay that way. So have a look at where you wake up in the morning, what's the situation like, what's your bedroom looking like, and then go about your day. Grab a pen and paper now and just think about the interactions that you have. How your environment is, what's your car like, what's your work environment like, what's your work desk like, what are your work colleagues like, what are your friends like, what are the text messages that you receive from your friends and your family, what radio station do you listen to, how much news do you listen to, how much news do you watch, how much news do you talk about with your colleagues, your friends and your family. What music do you listen to? Do you like to listen to fun, jazzy, chilled music, or are you listening to more darker, heavier, thrashing music? And I'm not saying that this is neither of these options are better than the other, but it's just a matter of where can you put more positivity into your life, into your day. The more that you can bring into your life, the more order that you can create in your life. And by the way, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking, yeah, Lucy, you're like, you need to clean your car and you need to bloody do something about your bedside table. And there are so many things that I think about as I'm telling you this, but it's also a good reminder for me to actually get off my backside. And if I want to feel more fulfilled, then change something about that. I know that I don't watch any radio, listen to any news or watch any TV. So the only news I get is if I choose to listen and watch it on Facebook, which I choose not to, or people just, you know, telling me, oh, have you heard about this or have you heard about that? And that's generally how I find out what's going on in the world, is through people telling me. And so that is enough for me. I choose to listen to podcasts. I choose to listen to music, definitely more gentle music in the morning. How do you start your day? And the people that you surround yourself with during your day make you create your life. Now, if you like, that's pretty freaking huge. So take a step back, have a look at what's happening for you, and just start changing one thing. Just change one thing. You know, for me, I'm going to go home and I'm going to clean off my bedside table tonight. That's my one thing that I'm going to do to give me more order and make sure that I'm creating a positive, successful life for myself. Makes me feel good. I'm guarantee you that if you were to do the same, you will feel good too. So what are you going to change about your day? Who are you going to knock off your friends list? And I mean, I don't say that lightly, obviously, but it's not as easy to knock our friends off. But we can certainly maybe just increase increase the more positive people in our lives. Make a new friend that's positive. Hang out with more people that raise you up, and that hopefully will counteract the negative friendships that you have if you are unlucky enough to have them. Otherwise, obviously if you can grow your more positive friendships, hopefully you can move away from such negativity, because I guarantee you 100% you create your life with the people that you surround yourself with. There's that amazing saying, you are the average of the five people that you hang out with the most. And that is 100% true, because we are modelers. We model our behavior on others unconsciously. You don't realize you're doing this. And I know that consciously you're like, bullshit, I do not do that. But I'm sorry to tell you, it is just fact. So if you want difference, if you want more fulfillment, if you want more success, if you want to feel better within yourself, if you want to just be more confident and be more present in your authenticity, then have a good hard look at who you hang out with, and how you engage, and what conversations that you have as well. What conversations, that's really important. Okay, I think I've exhausted that. All the best. Let me know what you're changing. Audit your life and feel better. And make sure you subscribe to my podcast. This is actually my first episode of this podcast, so I hope you like it. I'm just going to put up 5 to 10 minute rants as often as I possibly can, that just gives you a little tip on how you can anchor more in your authenticity, raise your confidence, and just be you and feel awesome. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.